This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And yes, it is the greatest nation on God's green earth, where people who are basically trying to run it down and to attack our heritage. I mean, for those people, where do you want to go? Where is it that things work better? Where people should feel less guilty than the guilt that you want to impose on every single American? There's the latest attempts to basically undo any evidence of our past, and it really has gotten crazy, and with no distinction at all between people who are dubious and are honored in a dubious way and for dubious reasons, with people who are among the greatest Americans who ever lived and the most consequential. Last night, there was an attempt in Lafayette Park, right across from the White House, to, number one, establish a new autonomous zone. Thank God the Capitol Police broke that up. But also to take down a statue of Andrew Jackson in Lafayette Park. And anyone who's ever visited the White House, you see that statue. It's an equestrian statue. He's on horseback. He was one of the most successful military commanders in American history. And with some of the video is just profoundly disturbing. It's right in the early evening and then late evening. It's just as things are getting dark, and you can kind of make out people confronting the cops who behave with exemplary restraint. President Trump spoke about this confrontation. He also issued a promise of federal action. And on this, I honestly believe President Trump will have the support of every sane American. Every sane American who actually loves our country. And this is not a political issue. It's not conservative. It's not liberal. It's not Republican or Democratic. This is either pro-American or anti-American, and I'm sorry. It doesn't get any simpler or starker than that. Here's what the president had to say about what happened last night. He said it obviously this morning. Listen. Yeah.
Last night we stopped an attack on a great monument. The monument of Andrew Jackson in Lafayette Park. And I just want to thank law enforcement. They did a great job. We were working very closely with the White House Secret Service and some of our executives. It was really, they did a great job. They stopped it cold. Numerous people are in jail and going to jail today. People are already there, but we're looking at long-term sentences under the Act. We have a very specific Monuments Act. And we are looking at long-term jail sentences for these vandals and these hoodlums and these anarchists and agitators, and call them whatever you want. Some people don't like that language, but that's what they are. They're bad people. They don't love our country. And they're not taking down our monuments. I just want to make that clear.
Okay. The president is right in this. The news story says President Donald Trump announced early this morning that he's authorized the federal government to arrest anyone who vandalizes statues or monuments on federal property. About time. I've authorized the federal government to arrest anyone who vandalizes or destroys any monument, statue, or other such federal property in the U.S. with up to 10 years in prison, per the Veterans Memorial Preservation Act, or such other laws may be pertinent. That may be pertinent. I don't know if prosecutors would succeed in getting 10 years in prison, but some prison time and maybe some fines. I don't think many of the people who are doing this destruction have a lot of resources to fine, but who knows? Maybe a bunch of them are trust fund babies. who are out running wild while they take time off from pursuing their, quote, higher education. Trump said that the action is taken effective immediately, but may also be used retroactively for destruction or vandalism already caused. There will be no exceptions. Trump later addressed the extremists who tried to set up an autonomous zone in Washington, D.C. last night, tweeting, "There will never be an autonomous zone in Washington, D.C. as long as I'm your president. If they try, they will be met with serious force." Last night, Trump weighed in on the rioters who tried to destroy a statue of former President Andrew Jackson, writing, "Numerous people arrested in D.C. for the disgraceful vandalism in Lafayette Park. They put the word killer on the base of the statue, and they spray painted it. Of the magnificent statue of Andrew Jackson, in addition to the exterior defacing of St. John's Church across the street." He then wrote, "10 years in prison under the Veterans Memorial Preservation Act. Beware." Well, they should beware. The there's another very strong statement from the Department of Interior. And again, this is something that I think most Americans, regardless of your politics, regardless of whether you want Trump out of office or not, this is appropriate. And frankly, Joe Biden is going to blow any chance of actually winning this election if he doesn't speak out and distance himself from some of the crazies and creeps who are running down our country and are causing this sense of agitation that benefits no one, that harms every aspect of American life. And here's the statement from the Secretary of the Interior, whose name is David Bernhardt. Not my favorite cabinet member, by any means. But he says, "I just left Lafayette Square, where another so-called peaceful protest led to destruction tonight. Let me be clear, we will not bow to anarchists. Law and order will prevail, and justice will be served. The scope of the violence and destruction since the protest started weeks ago have been significant. Criminals have vandalized national memorials and monuments, ignited sacred sites, attacked law enforcement officers, and destroyed countless businesses. The Lincoln Memorial and the World War II Memorial were previously defaced. We covered that. And now the Andrew Jackson statue in Lafayette Square has been defaced by criminals who sought to topple the statue recognizing the 7th President of the United States. Law enforcement officers ensure that this would not happen. Across the country, some elected leaders of our cities expressed enthusiasm and support for these criminals." By the way, that's true. Hey, wait till you hear, I'll play you what Andrew Cuomo said. "Exhibiting an undeniable unwillingness to protect law-abiding citizens and their property. We live in the greatest country in the world," said Secretary Bernhardt. "And I think our dedicated law enforcement officials who stand tall against these coordinated attacks and seek peace, and I thank our dedicated law enforcement officials who stand tall against these coordinated attacks and seek peace and justice for all." Well, good for him. And good for the law enforcement officials who were standing in the breach, who defended the Andrew Jackson statue. Quick word about Andrew Jackson. Was he a slaveholder? He was. Was he a slaveholder who was also anti-slavery as existed? No, he wasn't anti-slavery. He wasn't a big defender or evangelist for slavery like John Calhoun. The thing about Jackson, if you want to understand why people felt so strongly about him when he was alive, why he was the most popular and admired president by far since Washington, it's partially because of his character, because of his personality, and because of his effectiveness as a military commander. I would urge people, please, to read the chapter about Andrew Jackson and the Battle of New Orleans on January 8th, 1815, in my book, The American Miracle. Because if you look at what he accomplished there, he basically saved the whole middle section of the country from being taken over by the British. And no, he wasn't fighting against Indians in that day. In fact, there were even some Indians who, along with some so-called freed Negroes, along with Jewish pirates, no really, who were fighting with Andrew Jackson. It was a great American victory, and a miraculous one. Check it out. We need some victories now. What do we do about victories against people who want to tear down statues of Jesus? Why? We'll get to that coming up on the MedVed Show.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to acsh.org today.
This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Was appalled when he heard this.
The Michael Medved Show
is beyond belief.
I'll tell you what is beyond belief is the desire to tear down symbols that you simply don't like, or to try to send messages to people through destruction, through vandalism, through nuttiness. I mean, just sheer nuttiness. And part of that is there's a guy named Sean King, who I guess now he identifies himself as a Black Lives Matters activist. And you may remember a couple of years back, he was one of those people where it turns out he was not raised in a family that identified as Black. He has identified, tried to identify himself as Black. You remember Rachel Dolezal? There was a great deal of controversy about that. Well, there was about Sean King, but now he has continued his status and his career as a purported civil rights leader. And he tweeted out on Twitter yesterday, time to tear down statues of white Jesus. And yes, I think the statues of the white European they claim as Jesus should also come down. They're a form of white supremacy, he wrote, always have been. In the Bible, when the family of Jesus wanted to hide and blend in, guess where they went? Egypt! Exclamation point. Not Denmark. It's kind of tougher to get to Denmark from Bethlehem. Tear them down, he says. Yes, all murals and stained glass windows of white Jesus and his European mother and their white friends should also come down. They are a gross form of white supremacy. Yeah, he left out the of. Okay, created as tools of oppression, racist propaganda. They should all come down. And now he is complaining. His new tweets today received about 20 death threats in the past 12 hours since I said that statues of white European Jesus are a tool of oppression for white supremacy and should be taken down. It pretty much proves my point. Your religion is actually whiteness with a Christian patina. Okay, look, I'm reluctant to get into this because, of course, there are some Christian teachings that don't want any images of Jesus, and in the name of the second commandment. And then there are all kinds of different images of Jesus that I wonder, would he also want to destroy some of the great paintings in history? I think of, there's a painting by Raphael. This is in the 15th century, in the 1400s, where Raphael did a painting called, it's an incredibly beautiful painting. It's called the Alba Madonna, and it shows Mary holding Jesus. And they don't look Norwegian. I mean, obviously this is done in Italy, where people look a little bit different, but they don't look dark-skinned. And this obsession with the skin color of Jesus is the most bizarre thing in the world. I have never heard of anybody saying that images of a Black Jesus, which is the church that President Obama used to go to, the United Trinity United Church of Christ, has stained glass windows that show a Black, clearly African Jesus. And, okay, you want to go to that church? That's fine. No problem. I haven't heard anybody indignantly saying those images have to be torn down. The point is, right now, you're talking about a community of Americans, African Americans, where there are lots and lots of challenges. There's also been astonishing progress and astonishing achievements. I mean, particularly in the educational arena, it used to be literally that Black people were three times as likely to drop out of high school as white people. Three times as likely. Right now, the rates of high school graduation have evened out. They're much higher for both whites and Blacks. And it's the same. And the rate of people going on to college is just about the same. What happens in college is not always the same. But I don't believe that that is based solely. Some of it may be based on white racism. Who knows? And white racism should be extirpated. But explain to me how going through a destruction of any statues any figures in a crash in a nativity scene that you think look suspiciously European, how smashing those statues is going to improve the lives of any black people anywhere. How does it help? How does it help? If you want to get a nativity scene that shows very dark-skinned Mary and Joseph and Jesus, I am sure you can get it. I'm sure somebody's marketing it right now. But the idea that tearing down statues is a healthy impulse ever, this is one of the points that I was making yesterday, is right now, people are divided about renaming Confederate forts. They're divided in the country, and you look at the polling, most people think Confederate statues should stay. And not just most white people, most Americans. They do not want to go through this idea of scrubbing up our past and who's honored. The question becomes, given that most people want to do that, how are you helping anything by contravening that? And how is it ever acceptable to do it as a form of vandalism? If you want to get rid of statues, whether they're statues of Andrew Jackson or of Thomas Jefferson, and Thomas Jefferson and Andrew Jackson both are such important historic figures. And Jackson, on balance, do I believe he's one of our greatest presidents? No. Do I believe he made some terrible mistakes as president, including the Cherokee removal? Yes. But the fact is, the man had an unparalleled impact on America, more than any other president since Jefferson. Jefferson was the third president, Jackson was the seventh president. And the idea that now you want to remove that, what are you going to do in Jackson Square? Jackson Square is in New Orleans. It's where the battle was fought. That battle determined the fact that America became a continental country. The British were attempting, they've declassified in 2015, they declassified finally in Britain papers, and I write about this in American Miracle. They declassified papers that showed that the plan of General Pakenham, who was the brother-in-law of the Duke of Wellington, that those papers from General Pakenham said that even if there is peace with the Americans, you continue, you capture New Orleans and seize the rest of that French territory that America had just recently purchased and seize it for Britain. So what if the entire upper Midwest and lower Midwest, all the way down through New Orleans, is part of Canada? I know, oh, that'd be great, yeah. America would never be a continental country. Thank you, Andrew Jackson. Thank you, God. No thank you to Andrew Cuomo. Wait till you hear what he said about tearing down statues, about vandals and thugs and creeps. We'll get to it.
You're listening to the Mighty Michael Medved Show. We all need to do our part.
And so that we care.
Look, Matt.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear masks to protect me.
Let's all wear masks to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. But not just any mask. Cheap doesn't mean protection. Sunny-Bay.com has the best value of high-quality N95 or disposable face masks anywhere. Get disposable Level 1 face masks now, a 20-pack starting at only $12. Or a 10-pack of N95 respirator masks is only $34. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump in Yuma, Arizona. The president is also taking part in a commemoration of the 200th mile of the border wall being built. President Trump also taking part in a roundtable briefing on border security. Testifying in a Democratic-led House hearing, Dr. Anthony Fauci has advice for you if you plan on going to public gatherings.
I'll be very consistent and I'll say it yet again. that you should not congregate in crowds. You should keep distance. And even though many people, for a variety of reasons, do not listen to the, not suggestion, but plea to not congregate in crowds, some people are going to do that anyway. If you do, please wear a mask.
Vice President Mike Pence is in Waukesha, Wisconsin, discussing school choice. This is USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
The governor of New York, who it seems like the day before yesterday was still being touted as a presidential alternative for Democrats to Joe Biden. And then all the information came out about how horribly mishandled the situation with New York nursing homes was, where he sent elderly people, authorized elderly people who were sick and sometimes fatally sick with COVID-19 into nursing homes, which caused a profoundly negative impact. So they estimate that during those weeks of the crisis, up to one-third of all the fatalities were in nursing homes, and almost everyone has recognized that Cuomo was at least in part culpable for that. Well, now he's trying to change the subject, of course. He did an interview on the Today Show, and he was given a perfect opportunity to distance himself, as any sane political leader would, let alone the governor of New York, to distance himself from vandals who tear down, deface, and destroy statuary and other monuments. And they do it not just to Confederates. There's all kinds of people. Miguel Cervantes, why are we? Miguel Cervantes was himself a slave. He was captured by the Turks, who were among the world's biggest slavers, and he was held as a Christian slave of the Turks for 5 years. What did he tear down? He wrote Don Quixote. Why are you tearing down the statue of the greatest, yes, Hispanic author ever? Okay, but Andrew Cuomo says on the Today Show, Clip 7, that it's healthy. Listen.
President Trump mentioned in an interview that he feels cities should take further action to stop monuments from being destroyed. We saw that scene at the White House with the Andrew Jackson statue near the White House. We know, for example, Theodore Roosevelt's statue is coming down in New York City. Do you agree with the president's guidance that cities should do more to protect monuments?
Yeah, I don't even know what the president's guidance is, Savannah, frankly. Cities are making decisions. The Teddy Roosevelt statue, I think it was less about Teddy Roosevelt, but the other parts of that statue. And look, people are making a statement about equality, about community, to be against racism, against slavery. I think those are good statements, and it depends. You know, can you overdo it? Of course you can. But in New York, I don't think we've overdone it. And I think it's a healthy expression of people saying, let's get some priorities here and let's remember the sin and mistake that this nation made and let's not celebrate it.
Okay, let's get some priorities. And he just basically dodged the question. I'm sure he would come back and say, oh, no, she had asked him about tearing down statues. She had asked him about what the president was talking about, which there can be no doubt about. By the way, if there is somebody out there who does think it's appropriate, it's a positive thing, it is healthy for the country to have people, as has happened in Portland, as has happened in San Francisco and Golden Gate Park, as has happened all over the country, really. If you think it's healthy for people to come up to statues and to monuments and to just take matters into their own hands, it's happened a lot in Richmond, Virginia. See, this is just way out of control. And for people like the governor of North Carolina, whose name is Roy Cooper, who's up for re-election this time. Today, by the way, is a day of big primaries. Yippee. Actually, what's fascinating is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is a primary challenger. She does, a reasonably sane Democrat, but we will, not her, but the challenger. We will get to all of that. But with this going on, it contributes to the idea that there was a poll recently that said that 80% of Americans felt that our country was out of control. And that when things are going just mad, of course those sentiments are going to become widespread. 1-800-955-1776. Jeremy, I want to go to cut number 8 because there's somebody else in the media, John Harwood of CNN, who seems to be ready to stand up to people who are attempting to deface and destroy, to literally tear down in vigilante violence, statues that have, in some cases have been there for over a century. Listen to John Harwood.
Vandals, hoodlums, anarchists, bad people who don't love our country. That is how he's lumping the protests across the country against police abuses. And it's consistent with the president's pattern of dividing Americans for his political benefit.
I don't think Americans are divided on this. And yes, peaceful demonstrators are one thing, but there has been violence and property destruction associated with all of this. And it's not just in Seattle and San Francisco and Los Angeles. They burned and tore down a statue of Father Sarah in Los Angeles. That is a saint of the Catholic Church. There's a piece today which is just, it's jaw-dropping to me. It's in the Wall Street Journal, Dateline Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Now, for people who haven't been to Coeur d'Alene, it's a beautiful place. It's not a big place. There are about 50,000 people who live there. And you can look it up. Coeur d'Alene is officially 93% white, but it has a booming black population of half of 1%. And Wall Street Journal writes, while protests for racial justice sparked by the police killing of George Floyd started in major cities, they have now spread to small, conservative, and overwhelmingly white towns like Coeur d'Alene. in a sign of just how widespread and fast-moving the movement is. On Friday, organizers commemorated Juneteenth in Coeur d'Alene. That actually sounds like a song or a short story or something. Juneteenth in Coeur d'Alene? Okay. They commemorated Juneteenth with a panel session to discuss racism that included local Black Lives Matter members. If you have one half of 1% black population, good for them. Fine. You have a discussion. Quote, I was just tired of staying silent when the black community continues to struggle, said Lorelei Strong, an 18-year-old white woman who organized one of the protests. But in a sign of tensions more common in North Idaho than San Francisco, BLM protests here have also brought out as many as 300 citizens carrying rifles and AR-15-style weapons, some of whom are affiliated with local self-described militia groups. They wanted to protect against the kind of looting that had marred protests elsewhere, said Jeff Stankiewicz, a founder of the Idaho Lightfoot Militia, which dispatched members. Openly carrying firearms is legal in Idaho. Quote, we're Americans and we believe in law and order, said Candy Breckenridge, who guarded her boutique store with an AR-15. She said some demonstrators thanked her, saying the presence of guns made them feel safe. Okay, it's all worked out fine. There's been no violence. There's been no looting. There have been no statues of anybody torn down in Coeur d'Alene. But they are apparently having protests every single day. City officials said the fact that there was no violence shows Coeur d'Alene was able to balance different interests at an emotional time. What was most important to us, said Mayor Steve Widmeyer, was that the BLM protesters were able to communicate their critical message and to be able to protest in peace. Okay, what exactly are you protesting for in Coeur d'Alene? I don't understand. The aim of the protest is dot, dot, dot. You want to fill in those dots? Give us a call, 1-800-955-1776.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Michael Medved.
Here you go again.
The whole world by now has heard about the CHAZ or CHOP. It's either the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone or the Capitol Hill Occupied Protest or the Capitol Hill Organized Protest or none of the above. Reports today from the Seattle Times and other news sources indicate not all is heavenly in paradise. The CHOP situation is in the process of dissolving. And thank God, through no thanks, frankly, of the truly feckless mayor of Seattle, Jenny Durkin. And the police chief, who's African-American, and appears to be trying to do her best, spoke yesterday about some of the crime that has taken place on CHOP, where if Black Lives Matter, you also have to care about the two black people who were severely wounded in gunfire, and the one black 19-year-old was killed, because of a gunfight that broke out in this wonderful police-free zone. Here is Chief Carmen Best, that's clip number one, talking about the police-free free paradise that does not exist on Capitol Hill in Seattle. Listen.
So three people were shot in the course of 48 hours in Capitol Hill in the area known as the CHOP. The first shooting happened early Saturday morning. A 19-year-old man was killed. And a 33-year-old man still remains hospitalized in critical condition. Last night, gunfire erupted again, and a teenager was shot in the arm. SPD officers responded to all of these incidents. And on Saturday night, upon entering the CHOP, they were met with a hostile crowd that prevented them from getting to the victims. And yes, there are countless individuals who are in the CHOP that are there to engage, as the mayor said earlier, in peaceful demonstrations. But there are also groups of individuals engaging in shootings, a rape, assaults, burglary, arson, and property destruction. And I have the police reports right here. I'm not making it up. These things have happened.
Okay, this is very, very important. And the city now, even the mayor, the pathetic mayor, has recognized the police are going to have to come back to the East Precinct and reestablish a presence, and it's going to take a while to clean up that whole area. Who does that? Local businesses? I mean, the graffiti everywhere, the garbage everywhere, the whole new tent city in Cal Anderson Park. It's pathetic. She also comments, Chief Best, on the extraordinarily negative role of the Seattle City Council. Listen.
We cannot walk away from the truth of what is happening there. The council legislated away officers' access to less lethal tools when, in fact, we had in place a temporary restraining order by Judge Jones, and we would ask and hope that they would reconsider and make our ability to respond to these incidents and use the appropriate tools available to us. I cannot stand by, not another second, and watch another black man, or anyone really, die in our streets while people aggressively thwart the efforts of police and other first responders from rescuing them. I talk to people in that community all the time. They are telling me it's getting worse every single day. I also have to stand up for the men and women of the Seattle Police Department. Our officers need to get back in that East Precinct.
Boy, do they ever. And that will be a day for some celebration, some liberation. I mean, really, because basically what you're doing is you're liberating an occupied city. Or an occupied area in the city, in any event. I mean, it's so necessary. And God bless you, Chief Best, and Godspeed to your efforts. The mayor, who basically had said, oh, we don't have to do anything about CHOP because it's just a summer of love. She has a different point of view on that now. She was on with Q13's Brandi Cruz. Listen.
I clearly said that in jest. It probably was not the smart thing to do. But then I said, but seriously, we think that we can have both public safety and First Amendment protests. And that's what I was trying to get in a point across, is that everyone wants to know when. Really, the question is, how do we make sure that we accommodate both of those things? And heavy-handedness and what the president wanted, domination, was never going to be the solution. I think that we are moving towards a solution. I think we've seen improvements there. And I think that we will continue to see improvements there. So it was not the best choice of words.
Okay, it's not just the best choice of words. It's the best choice of inaction. Because one of the big signs and slogans for Black Lives Matter is silence equals violence, which is absurd. It is absurd. Silence does not equal violence. But you know what? Silence and doing nothing and passivity in the face of aggressive criminality and the destruction of a neighborhood and the destruction of businesses, this is a ridiculous thing. Let me speak to you positively about something that struck me emotionally last night. For those of you who don't live in the Seattle area, last night was an exceptionally beautiful sunset. And I was very happy that my wife participated in, she's on the board of our local synagogue, and they had a online synagogue board meeting, and after it was done, it was still 9 o'clock, and this time of year, this is some of the longest days of the year, of course, we just passed the solstice, and my wife said, let's go out, look at the sunset. Okay, so we trekked toward our neighborhood, went to what happens to be her favorite spot, and we're looking toward the city of Seattle and across the lake, and it was just incandescently beautiful. It was so lovely, and the weather was so perfect, and the colors were every color you can imagine as part of that sunset. And there are some friends of ours, we didn't want to bother them, who live right there. They saw us standing out there, my wife snapping pictures, as is her wont, And our friend said, oh, come in, come in, come in. I said, well, you know, it's coronavirus. And they said, okay, social distancing. They were masked. We went, and so we went out onto the deck. And they told a story about the house that they had just gotten, which had been the house that the lady in this couple had grown up in. Her her family, her father, who was a Holocaust survivor, had come to this country, and he had built that house with his own hands 50 years ago. No, really. And now they were taking it over. Her parents are gone, and they were taking it over. And what a feeling to be able to have a house and a family for so long, and then to look out and see other people peacefully enjoying a beautiful sunset. Now, our friends are old enough as we are to remember the 1960s a little bit. And this desire to create some of that apocalyptic energy of the 1960s, it was a disaster for our country. And it took Ronald Reagan coming back to really do a tremendous amount of reparative work on the American economy, on American divisions, on this idea. It was almost like a Hobbesian war. Thomas Hobbes wrote about the state of nature being the war of all against all. That the state of nature is like chimpanzees. Chimpanzees don't get along. They eat each other. They attack each other. And human beings, without civilization, without some kind of shared faith in something, humanity, also live in that kind of chaotic environment. Is that where we want to go? Where you don't like somebody else's statue, so you're going to tear it down? I got a good email that came in from Rich in Marysville, Washington. And he says, Michael, I lived in Korea and Japan for 6 years. Christian churches there, more often than not, portray Jesus as an Asian. In Latin and South America, Jesus and saints look like locals often. Same in Africa. It's human nature to see yourself in the divine. God did create us in his image. And that's, of course, fine. And no one's talking about tearing down images of black or Asian or any other kind of Jesus. So why should an image of a white Jesus be torn down? It makes no sense in this greatest nation on God.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.